On this day, we celebrate a Mass of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and since it is her shrine, she is the Immaculate Heart of and the mother of her beloved Son, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so the liturgy reminds us that we can receive so many, many graces from Him and through her. And of course, He came to us through her. We return to Him through her. But it also reminds us, and something which many people forget or don't care, one is as bad as the other. One, of course, is much more culpable than the other. That if we wish to receive these graces, we need to come. And that is what the reading from the Book of Wisdom says. Come over to me, all ye that desire me. If you don't come over to her and come over to him, then you will get nothing. And of course, that is what the situation is in the church today, that most are not coming to her or to him, but to him through her as he destined it. And as a result, everything is imploding. And so we, on this day, when in some martyrologies is also celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we offer to her all these prayers, and we beg for the restoration of the Church and of the Mass throughout the whole Church, for the restoration of love and devotion and respect and reverence for the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, which comes to us through her, because it is her body and blood that is His body and blood that is transfigured, transubstantially transfigured into the body and blood, soul and divinity of her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we celebrate this day of the week dedicated to Mary, in a very special way dedicated to her Immaculate Heart, in this month of the Sacred Heart, we need to redouble and triple our prayers, our sacrifices, and our reparation to God for our own sins and for the sins of all mankind. And one of the things that lately has become very popular is that a new attention is being paid also to the Most Holy Heart of St. Joseph. And so that in many places, in many monasteries, now there are the three hearts together in beautiful paintings and posters that and banners that are flown in these places. And so we remember that St. Joseph is also very important in this endeavor. He became the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ and provided for him and his Most Holy Virgin Mother. May they continue to be with us always and deliver us from all evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.